So we've got the Jim, you're doing the first reading, which is John chapter 1, verses 6 to 27. Thank you.
There was a man sent from God whose name was John. He came as a witness to testify concerning that light, so that through him all might believe. He himself was not the light. He came only as a witness to the light. The true light that gives light to everyone was coming into the world. He was in the world, and though the world was made through him, the world did not recognize him. He came to that which was his own, but his own did not receive him. Yet to all who did receive him, to those who believed in his name, he gave the right to become children of God. Children born not of natural descent, nor of human decision or a husband's will, but born of God. The Word became flesh and made his dwelling among us. We have seen his glory, the glory of the one and only Son who came from the Father, full of grace and truth. John testified concerning him. He cried out, saying, "This is the one I spoke about when I said, 'He who comes after me has surpassed me because he was before me.' Out of his fullness we have all received grace in place of grace already given. For the law was given through Moses. Grace and truth came through Jesus Christ. No one has ever seen God, but the one and only Son, who is himself God and is in the closest relationship with the Father, has made him known." Now this was John's testimony when the Jewish leaders in Jerusalem sent priests and Levites to ask him who he was. He did not fail to confess, but confessed freely, "I am not the Messiah." They asked him, "Then who are you? Are you Elijah?" He said, "I am not." "Are you the prophet?" He answered, "No." Finally, they said, "Who are you? Give us an answer to take back to those who sent us. What do you say about yourself?" John replied in the words of Isaiah the prophet, "I am the voice of one calling in the wilderness. Make straight the way for the Lord." Now the Pharisees who had been sent questioning him, "Why then do you baptize if you are not the Messiah, nor Elijah, nor the prophet?" "I baptize with water," John replied, "but among you stands one you do not know. He is the one who comes after me, the straps of whose sandals I am not worthy to untie." Thanks be to God.
Because that was talking about John the Baptist. Of course, his mother was Elizabeth. We'll be talking a bit more about later on. Jim and I are in the Good News for Everyone. Just to say, it used to be known as the Gideons. So we meet up quite a bit and give out Bibles to hotels and schools. I was in Tatworth School recently and other schools giving out New Testaments. So that's what Jim and I do in our spare time. Right. Yes, I'm meant to be doing a reading from a comment on Luke chapter 1, verses 24 and 25. But yes, in Luke chapter 1, verses 24 and 25, it says, well, I'll read the two verses out and then I'll talk about it. "Now, after this, his wife Elizabeth became pregnant, and for 5 months she scheduled herself. And for 5 months she secluded herself entirely, saying, I have hid myself, because thus the Lord has dealt with me in the days when he deigned to look on me to take away my reproach among men. Because it was Elizabeth, that's Zechariah's wife, yes, and who was, they were getting on a bit. I can talk a bit about that, because I'm getting on a bit. I was born in the war, so you know I'm quite old. But we've got three children, but they were old, and they didn't have any children. That was sorry? Who? World War II, yeah. World War II, or was it the Boer War, or was it the First World War? I don't know. It was a long time ago, anyway. Oh, I see. Oh, right. Where was I? Oh, yes. talking about Elizabeth. There's Elizabeth and Zechariah. They were getting on a bit. They were getting quite old. And it was for to not to have children when you were married was a bit of a... you were looked down upon then, shall we say. And so Elizabeth was looked down upon, as it were, because she was getting on and didn't have any children. Anyway, God... Zechariah was a priest, and Elizabeth was also... Well, she wasn't a priest, but she was from a priestly family. The men in the family had been priests. This is going way back in their ancestry. So she was from a priestly family herself, and she married a priest called Zechariah. Anyway, Zechariah one day was doing his job, which was he had to go to the temple and say prayers and things like that. And so he did. And as he was doing that, an angel, Angel Gabriel, I think it was, came and spoke to him and told him, "Good news, Zechariah. I've got some good news for you. You're going to have a baby." Well, no, you're going to have a baby. Your wife's going to have a baby. Just to get the thing right. Your wife's going to have a baby. And he's going to be good, and he's going to be great. You know, God's going to bless him richly. And he's going to foretell of the birth of the Messiah. And so that was really good news that the angel gave him, but Zechariah wasn't all that chuffed about that. He couldn't believe the angel was telling him all this. And so the angel said, "Because you haven't believed what I've told you, you will be dumb until the baby is born." So that's what happened. So that was Elizabeth. So in her old age, she became pregnant, and she had a baby boy. And it was usual, like in our family, we can go back to 1624, I think. How about that? It's a long way, way back. That all the a boy in the family would be called William Thomas, so that goes back to as a way 1624, and so that's why Will is called William Thomas, and William, my eldest grandson, he's called William Thomas, and I'm called William Thomas, and grandfather and great grandfather, and going back long, long times. So that was what they expected as Zechariah for their son that they had to be called Zechariah. But when they came to name him, which is about after eight days after the birth, Elizabeth, who I'm talking about, yes, that's right, that's who I'm talking about, yeah. Elizabeth said, not going to call him Zechariah, we're going to call him John. But they said, that's a bit odd. No, you know, you're normally called what your father's called if you're a boy. So they thought that was a bit odd. So they asked Zechariah. Of course, Zechariah now was dumb, as you know, because the angel had spoken to him. and had been struck dumb until the birth of John, and said, "What's his name?" So he was given a writing pad because he couldn't speak, and he wrote, "His name is John." So that was so his name was John. John, as we know now, as John the Baptist, who talked about the Messiah coming, which was Jesus. So so that's what happened.
The second reading is from Luke chapter 1, starting at verse 26. The birth of Jesus foretold. In the sixth month of Elizabeth's pregnancy, God sent the angel Gabriel to Nazareth, a town in Galilee, to a virgin pledged to be married to a man named Joseph, a descendant of David. The virgin's name was Mary. The angel went to her and said, "Greetings, you who are highly favored. The Lord is with you." Mary was greatly troubled at his words and wondered what kind of greeting this might be. But the angel said to her, "Do not be afraid, Mary. You have found favor with God. You will conceive and give birth to a son, and you are to call him Jesus. He will be great and will be called the Son of the Most High. The Lord God will give him the throne of his father David, and he will reign over Jacob's descendants forever. His kingdom will never end." "How will this be?" Mary asked the angel, "since I am a virgin." The angel answered, "The Holy Spirit will come on you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. So the Holy One to be born will be called the Son of God. Even Elizabeth, your relative, is going to have a child in her old age, and she who was said to be unable to conceive is in her sixth month, for no word from God will ever fail." "I am the Lord's servant," Mary answered. "May your word to me be fulfilled." Then the angel left her. Mary visits Elizabeth. At that time, Mary got ready and hurried to a town in the hill country of Judea, where she entered Zechariah's home and greeted Elizabeth. When Elizabeth heard Mary's greeting, the baby leaped in her womb, and Elizabeth was filled with the Holy Spirit. In a loud voice, she exclaimed, "Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the child you will bear. But why am I so favored that the mother of my Lord should come to me? As soon as the sound of your greeting reached my ears, the baby in my womb leaped for joy. Blessed is she who has believed that the Lord would fulfill his promises to her. Thanks be to God."
I'll just comment on two verses that we've just been read. I think it's amazing, really. It says Mary was sort of, and she said, "Behold, the instant the sound of your salutation reached my ears, the baby in my womb leaped for joy." Wow. You women will know about that. We men, well, of course, we haven't got a clue. "And blessed and envied she who believed and would be a fulfillment of these things." And she was, you know, filled with the Holy Spirit. Amazing thing that, you know, God was with the baby in the womb before it was born. That amazes me. Anyway, right. So I'm going to talk a little bit more about Elizabeth. Reading from Luke 1:56-64. When I find it, here we are. "And Mary remained with Elizabeth for about 3 months, and then returned to her own home. Now the time for Elizabeth should be delivered came, and she gave birth to a son. And her neighbor and relatives heard that the Lord had shown great mercy to her, and they rejoiced with her. And it occurred that on the eighth day, when they came to circumcise the child, they were intending to call him Zechariah after his father. But his mother answered, "Not so, but he shall be called John." And they said to her, "None of your relatives is called by that name." And they inquired with signs to his father as to what he wanted to have him called. Then Zechariah asked for a writing tablet and wrote, "His name is John." And they were all astonished. And at once his mouth was opened and his tongue loosed, and he began to speak, blessing and praising and thanking God. And awe and reverential fear came on all their neighbors. And all these things were discussed throughout the hill country of Judea. And all who heard them laid them up in their hearts, saying, "Whatever will this little boy be then?" For the hand of the Lord was so evidently with him, protecting and aiding him. Right. And Zechariah, his father, was filled with and controlled by the Holy Spirit and prophesied, saying, there's a long prophecy, you can read it in Luke chapter 1. So all these things were happening. Angels coming to people, telling them all these good news of things that are happening. And the angel Gabriel came to Zechariah, telling him all this good news, that he was going to have a son, even in his old age, because Elizabeth, his wife, was sort of past the time that ladies have children. So it was a miraculous birth, the birth of John. Well, Elizabeth, she was a God-fearing woman, came from a priestly family, and she married a priest as well. And yeah, so she was a God-fearing woman who knew God and wanted to know more of God and wanted to be used of God. And she was used of God, which is wonderful. And that's what we should be wanting, really, wanting to be used by God. Because that's what it's all, you know, it's what Jesus did for us on the cross, forgiving all our sins so we could see God. So communicate with God. That's a wonderful thing.